This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Louisiana Association of Business and Industry convened a summit Thursday to start tackling one of Louisiana's less desirable statistics.
We incarcerate a lot in Louisiana, the highest incarceration rate in the country, twice the national average.
The highest rate in the world, actually. I asked former State Economic Development Secretary Michael Olivier, now with the Committee of 100, whether that's become a barrier for businesses looking to set up shop in our state.
It's becoming a big factor now because it's a workforce issue.
Olivier notes Louisiana graduates less than 100,000 high school students per year.
That is not enough to provide the number of workers that we need. So some of the workforce challenge may be fulfilled from this incarceration group.
Where to begin? Louisiana Corrections Secretary Jimmy LeBlanc says an obvious starting point is reducing recidivism.
52% of our intake is through our probation and parole division.
And half the total prison population are nonviolent offenders. Olivier says
multiple states now have authorized the use of recreational marijuana, and here we are putting people in jail for the use of marijuana. Well, that doesn't fit, does it?
State Senator Danny Martini says criminal justice reform requires a committed leader.
You need a governor that wants to do that. Legislators want cover. They don't want to go home and say, I was soft on crime.
In addition, Martini says diversion and anti-recidivism programs do carry a cost for the state, and Louisiana is cash-strapped.
Well, it's hard to do criminal justice reform with no money.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.